Hello everyone, it's your host Ziva with Having a Ball Podcast, and today I'm just coming on to wish you guys a very happy Thanksgiving. I want to thank you all for listening to our podcasts, and really, it's been so fun to go through all of these episodes and spotlights with you. The other day, while listening to My Favorite Husband, I came across an ad for Jell-O that had a recipe in it, and I thought it was just kind of really funny. So I'm going to share it with you guys. If you want to hear the original ad and recipe, you can go to My Favorite Husband, episode 51, called Reminiscing. J-E-L-L-O. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. The big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. It's Jell-O. Jell-O pudding. Jell-O tapioca pudding. Yes, sorry. And there's a grand and glorious holiday weekend coming up. So here's a grand and glorious Jell-O party dessert that you can make up easily ahead of time, called Raspberry Bavarian Pie. Just dissolve one package of raspberry Jell-O and 1.5 cups of hot water. Add a dash of salt and chill. When slightly thickened, fold in 3/4 cup of cream, whipped, and turn into a baked pie shell. Chill until firm. As gay and cool and cheerful as a vacation, rich rose red raspberry Jell-O and whipped cream chilled in cold in a crisp pie shell. All 6 delicious Jell-O flavors are wonderfully refreshing and fruit-like. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime, because all 6 are rich with luscious locked-in goodness. Look for those big red letters on the box. They spell J-E-L-L-O. Again, that was just fun for you guys. I'm guessing you could probably make that. If anyone does, let me know and tell me how it tastes. I hope you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Hi guys, this is Erica, your other host with Having a Ball Podcast, and I'm just coming on here to wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving, and really I'm thankful that you guys are listening and engaging with us and enjoying all things Lucy and I Love Lucy that we've been doing throughout this entire journey. It's really been fun. So I hope you guys have a wonderful time with your family, friends, loved ones on this holiday. I remember watching the Barbara Walters and Lucille Ball interview where she was on there with Gary Morton, and it kind of made me remember this little moment that she spoke of where she had a Lucy-ism when trying to cook a meal. So I found the clip, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Well,
hockey talks little things. But she does funny things.
Well, one thing I make that you like is chopped chicken liver.
Best.
All right.
I know my mother's watching, but she does make the best.
Well, I learned from your mother. Yeah. However, a Lucyism. I was making chopped chicken liver. It takes a couple of hours to make a huge dish. We were expecting some guests. And I was doing fine, and I was right on time, and I tasted it and needed salt. And I already had it in the dish, but it wasn't too late because I hadn't put the egg yolk on the top. So I took a big salt thing and it went like this, and the top came off and the entire thing looked like a snowbank, and they're practically driving in the driveway. I just didn't know what to do, so I quickly did the worst thing you could think of. I rinsed it. So then all the salt went right straight through it. You know, it made no sense. So we went out to eat.
That just totally reminds me of something Lucy Ricardo would do. So I hope you guys enjoyed that clip. And here is our review of Lucy Day at the World Fair that she discusses on one of her episodes of Let's Talk to Lucy.
Lucy, I'm home.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Having a Ball Podcast. My name is Erica.
And I'm Ziva.
And today we are recapping the Let's Talk to Lucy episode of Lucy Day at the World Fair, when she visited with her family, actually with just Gary and Dee Dee and a couple of like PR people, to New York.
I loved this episode, I think, because she wasn't interviewing anyone. She was just telling us about
her day,
you know, her time.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously, as I listened to this, I was like, it definitely sounds like she's reading from something she wrote.
Yeah.
Like, if she, you know, she's like this is what all the points I want to make. And then they wrote it out for her. She wrote it out for herself. But it was still really, I don't know. I liked learning about the elevator and the ginormous hotel.
You could tell that, you know, when she was a kid or probably much younger, she never envisioned, you know, what she would become. So her staying at this like magnificent hotel room that she described, I think it was the penthouse, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah.
At the New York Hilton, the East penthouse. There it is. And just, you know, above in the sky, it must have felt like. So it's just great to listen to her explain it, every detail of that hotel room.
I mean, could you imagine? Mm-mm. I mean, obviously people have, because people still go there, but I'm not one of those people. Probably never will be.
I just walk right by it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Just like look up at it. Like she was saying, you know, it from a different apartment from like the Motel 6 across the road.
I'll look up at it and go. As the taxi stops there, you're like, oh, that's nice. That's nice. Yeah. So she talks about going to the Lucy Day at the fair and or at the World Fair. This is 1964-65 World Fair. And what
they
don't
still have World Fairs, do they?
I don't think so. Not that I know of. I mean,
we've just invented everything that can be invented.
Yeah. And what I love is the idea that she walked in there. You know, of course, it was going to be all Lucy related everywhere she turned. But all these St. Lucie cadets wearing Lucy wigs. It sounds a little, because I did see photos of it. They probably shouldn't have done that. Like, it just looked a little odd, you know. And Hedda Hopper was there, of course, that we know from a couple of episodes of I Love Lucy. And I just remember her jumping into the pool so Hedda Hopper could take a, you know, put a gossip column in the newspaper for her and Ricky. And they put their handprints in. Cement like the Grauman Chinese Theater.
I just looked it up. Sorry. There hasn't been a World Fair in North America since 1986 in Vancouver.
Oh, okay.
So
it's been a while. So yeah, she visited like every pavilion. And they each, you know, gifted her certain things, and it was fun to listen to her going to
the rules of China.
She ran off with them and she's like, oh, look, they're following me. That's nice. No, you stole something.
Give them back.
It's such a Lucy thing to do. That's what makes it funny.
Oh, man.
She's just like, oh, thank you for the gift. No. Just for the photo op.
The gift. Yeah, exactly. You put them on, you take them off. Mm-hmm. That's how that works.
So So this one was really, you know, fun. And you know, if you get a chance to listen to this particular episode, take the time to also look up some YouTube video of this, because there's a lot of it, you know, on YouTube, and a lot of coverage, you know, a lot of media coverage of this particular day in Queens, New York. But it was fun to listen to her, and, you know, I guess Gary was there and Dee Dee. So that's kind of cool.
How many rooms were there again? Like,
you mean where she was at?
I remember. Yeah. I'm going back to the
hotel room.
It's like five or something, which, I mean, four or five, which doesn't seem like a lot, but for a hotel room,
it's like a whole floor. Know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. And they were flown in.
And
by
then
American
a table
Airlines.
That seats 20 people.
Oh my God. It must have been just beautiful. I mean, yeah. And you can tell how gracious she was to just be there. You know, she wasn't taking anything for granted. The fact that she had all those details tells you how she took it all in, you know. So like I said, it was just kind of odd to imagine her walking through all these people dressed as Lucy. That's all. I mean, it was just, you know, it's a big Lucy day, but
that'd be really weird.
Everyone's dressed like you.
Walking through and then silently judging people that like have dressed up horribly.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's not me.
Yeah. And although I did look up some information from this day, and like we said, Hedda Hopper was there, and you know, when you see kind of the coverage of it, you see both of them, you know, waving. They were friends and stuff. But from what I understand, Hedda Hopper was kind of giving her a hard time from one of the articles I read for trying to upstage Lucy, whose day it was, you know. Huh. So yeah. I guess she had a bit of a
temper tantrum that day, and somehow she was able to, you know, maneuver her way onto the car to wave. So it was just the whole thing. But yeah, this was fun to listen to. This is the Let's Talk to Lucy at the World Fair Day.
Yes. So just go ahead and listen to it. Let us know what you thought of it. You can either comment or
email.
I said preview. There you go. Email.
Just talk to us. Just tell us something.
Please.
Thanks, guys.
Remember, you can find us on all your social media platforms at Having a Ball Pod or Having a Ball Podcast. We're also on YouTube under Having a Ball Podcast, and our email is havingaballpod@gmail.com. Thanks, guys.